Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting with a global audience via LinkedIn audio. Recorded live, anyone can tune in and take part. Just raise your hand and share the stage. Will you join Anders next time? For now, kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of the Hashtag Finance Master Show. Today's topic is, should finance own data analytics? Obviously, it's a topic that we have uncovered in the first episodes of the Hashtag Finance Master Show, and today we continue that journey. The Hashtag Finance Master Show is a live show on LinkedIn audio that's being recorded to later be released as a podcast. Rules are pretty simple. I'll be talking about the article that was published this morning by the same name, Should Finance Be Owning Data Analytics? And if you have a thought to share, a question to ask, perspectives to contribute with, you can raise your hand and come up on stage. So as we've seen throughout this series on data analytics and the modern finance function, as I refer to it, the relationship between data analytics and finance can be contentious. So in many companies, we see these teams competing rather than working together. And as we said in the first episode of this show, in the first article in the series, they really are better together. First, they have quite a lot of things in common, and they should be entirely complementary functions. There is a sense that data analytics is in some way competition for the finance function. And in theory, they shouldn't be. But in reality, it's often what's happening. So part of this misapprehension occurs because it's not always clear where the data and analytics team should sit or be organized within the organization. Which function or department should take ownership over this increasingly important set of skills and activities? In many businesses currently, data analytics is either treated as like an add-on or it's an addition to existing processes, or you have data analytics specialists that are internal guns for hire or consultants that can help tackle business-specific problems. Some companies even, marketing has their own DNA team, sales has their own DNA team, and so on and so forth. And while the latter arrangement can be productive, that you could hire them in when you need it, you still need proper oversight and accountability to ensure that the insights developed from these teams can be realized and that the potential of data analytics can be fulfilled in the company. So my take on this, and I know I'm a finance professional, I'm biased, maybe you are biased as well towards either way, but why not wrap data analytics within finance? I mean, to be truly successful in data analytics team, you need to be fully and properly integrated within a business. It's pretty important that you're part of something and not just a silo sitting on the side that can be pulled in whenever it's, and the alternative still frequently seen is that we have siloing of important skills in different kind of functions. Also happens to the finance function, right? In some companies, finance is just sitting on the side, not really being involved in the business. So finance, as well as data analytics, should be embedded and integrated with the business. Because if you're siloed away from the functions you're supposed to interact with and cooperate with every day, it just doesn't work. At least that's been my experience, but of course, if you have different experiences, you're welcome to raise hand and come up on stage and share that. As finance professionals, we may recognize this situation. The modern finance function, or what I refer to as Finance Function 4.0, also published an ebook with the same title, Welcome to Finance Function 4.0. It takes a basic premise in the belief that finance departments should be the driving force behind maybe not business growth, but at least driving value creation in the companies. And to do that, we need to partner or play well with others. So the growth of business partnering has a model that privileges interconnectedness and ability to gather and transfer information inside above all. Our primary goal is to create better outcomes, not just report on things. And it's the same thing for data analytics. If they just analyze stuff without leading to better outcomes, it's wasted work. It's for this reason that I think there is a good case for wrapping data analytics disciplines within the finance function. I also wrote all the way back in 2015 that finance should become the analytical powerhouse of the business. And I still believe that to this day. It might be in a center of excellence by analytics being part of the finance function. But this is to ensure we gather forces work together to develop the best possible insights that we can. So by this, I don't mean that data analytics should be, subsumed within the finance team. As I've explained in other articles in this series, finance and data analytics, they are distinct skill sets with their own advantages and requirements. And it's counterproductive to assume that a conventionally trained finance professional could just do data analytics work. We have to recognize it's a skill and discipline in itself, statistics, coding, and so on. Finance professionals can learn that, but it's not part of finance training. So of course, the same goes the other route. If you're in data analytics, you can't just go into finance either. But I do think that the collaboration between finance and data analytics should be close enough that the boundaries between these two disciplines should, if not break down, then at least become, deliberately porous, so that there's easy movement of thoughts and information exchanges and insights between these two, so that they together can approach business leaders with insights that can help them make better decisions. I wonder what your take is here in the audience. Do you think that data analytics should be sitting in finance or somewhere else? Now we have my good friend, Nicolas. Hello, Nicolas. Welcome to the stage.
Thank you, Anders. Yes, Nicolas Boucher here. I have 13 years experience in different finance role within a big four, so PwC, and within a big international group. And so on topic data analytics, what I see a risk of integrating that in finance is the same type of risk you see if you have a BI team within finance, is that we are a bit too much finance focused. And we don't deliver any value for sales and marketing, for supply chain, and for other functions where they will also need this analytics and these tools. So that's where I would say, I would play a bit of devil advocate on what you exposed just before.
And I think that's a great perspective, Nicolas. And actually, I 100% agree with you. If finance, and by extension, data analytics, if it's part of finance, is not able to partner with teams around the business to help solve their most pressing needs, their most important priorities, then we are not up for the task. Then we cannot prove that data analytics needs to sit in finance and different teams should be able to pull them in like ancient guns for hire or internal consultants as they need them. So it really needs to have a mature finance team in order for this to work. But I think by design, it's the right thing. But if the finance team is not mature, I fully agree, Nicolas, then there's a huge risk here that we of course need to be very aware of and also need to address. So yes, the finance team needs to be able to or ready to own this, if you can say like that.
And maybe another point, if you have a strong finance leadership and you see that other departments don't have that or lack of initiatives or innovation, then you can launch this initiative. Then you need to have a good business case because you need more resource. But then as well, as you say, you really need to focus on other departments. And it's a good way to develop your people and give them other opportunities than the traditional finance career path.
No, absolutely. And of course, I've run multiple polls on LinkedIn. I think we also addressed them in some of the few previous episodes, which essentially shows that there's a massive appetite in the finance and accounting community to learn coding, to learn more about data science and analytics. So I think it's even 30% of my audience, which is mainly made up of finance and accounting professionals, that actually would like a career in data science. So I think tying these two teams better together would definitely increase the talent pool for the analytics a lot, because I think finance professionals, they have a lot of natural skills that could go in that direction. And then working better together inside the company would definitely also help create better insights. So I think that's spot on, that the career path of finance would definitely expand, and it would be a benefit for both those teams really. Let me just continue a little bit here. So today, maybe you have a data analytics team in your company, and it's not reporting to finance, and you're both competing for attention with business leaders to have the best insights to the table. So how do you state your case to get data analytics into finance? Because it falls to finance professionals to make this case. I don't think a business leader would say, oh, I think you should be in finance. No, I think finance professionals need to state this case. So when doing so, we have a few key points that could be highlighted here. So while, of course, they are distinct disciplines in themselves, there is a real overlap between the two. Modern finance professionals are deliberately studying data science techniques to broaden their horizons, as I mentioned also before, expand their impact and also their position in modern business. I think if all they can do is punch in numbers and do debit credit, we know what's coming, right? So we need to expand our skill sets. So I just think there's a lot of finance professionals that want to go into the field of data science and actually also have the abilities to do so. So that just goes to your part as well, Nicolas, that the interconnectedness between these two, there's great overlaps that definitely can be utilized. Finance, one number two, is already has oversight of many key metrics in the business that reflect where the business is today and where it's aiming to go. It makes intuitive sense to augment that information with the data being collected and manipulated by the analytics teams with the goal of providing ever more useful and comprehensive insights to stakeholders. I mean, let's not forget, there is a stakeholder, we call it sometimes a customer, that needs our insights. I was running a training yesterday and having one of the senior leaders on the training being part of it. And he's mentioned that finance people, and same goes for the analytics professionals, should see themselves as salespeople. We are selling insights. And if we can't sell them while they're not buying it, then they're not helping. And bringing these two teams together will definitely make the quality and the attractiveness of the product we have to offer the different business functions a lot more attractive. So I think, you know, see yourself as salespeople, you need to sell these insights, then you definitely focus on improving your product. So the last bit is that basically there are many similarities in working practices and in the outlook of finance and D&A professionals. As individuals, we just tend to get on well together and we have common outlooks and we speak the same, or let's say similar languages. So if you can sort of pick on these three points, I think that that's a good starting point. I think the real benefit is showing that together we can deliver better insights. We now have Melissa on the stage. Feel free to come on mute and introduce yourself and share your perspective or ask a question.
Hey, Anders. Thank you. Anders, mine is more of a question. So for people who are close to senior management or mid to senior management level in their career path, does it make sense to, you know, step out of what we are doing that is more on finance and then get it to data analytics? Or do you think we should just focus on growing within our FP&A career without trying to learn more at this stage of our career?
That's a great question, Amanasa. And the simple answer for me is that no, I don't think you should completely switch career. But what I want you to consider is to becoming what I've termed sort of a techno, so that you know what technology is available or what insights can be developed in a data analytics team and how they work, so that you can understand how can you apply this in your business. So if you know nothing about data analytics, you're not going to be able to work together with them either. But you don't need to be a coder or a stats specialist in order to work with them either. But you need to understand what they're doing, understand the language, so that you can work better together and you can apply all the great work that they're doing and all the insights that they're developing to the benefit of the company. So that's my take on it. And Nicolas, feel free to share as well if you have a perspective.
And I think if you're not sure, what you can do is start to do a project with the data analytics teams where you do like cross-functional project and you work with them like that. You see how they work. You can learn from them and you see if it's something you prefer to do rather than FP&A, or maybe like Anders said, you stay in the FP&A path, but you are the main point of contact. And like that, you are a key user inside FP&A. Each time you need the data analytics team, you can have your special access. And like that, you bring more value in your own work by having access, better understanding, and also put your needs in front of everybody else.
Got it. Sure, Nicolas, thank you.
Thanks a lot for that question, and if I could ask you to repeat again, thank you. And as I mentioned earlier in today's episode, I've been saying this for at least 7 years now. And of course, today it still hasn't really happened, and we see more and more data analytics teams pop up in companies not reporting into finance. In fact, I see more often that they're not than that they are. And I think it just goes back to the point that you made, Nicolas, that the finance function so far has not been good enough at being business partners to business leaders. Business leaders haven't been happy or at least happy enough with the outputs and the insights they got from the finance teams. CFOs are not happy either. I've quoted this survey many times, but in 2019, Protiviti made a study asking CFOs if they were happy with their P&A teams and the return on investment they were getting. 71% said no. I know someone commented on that saying that CFOs are never happy, and maybe that's the case, but 71% not being happy with the output of their P&A teams, that's of course really poor. So there's a reason where we are today, but I still think by design that finance should own data analytics. I can see you are muted, Nicolas, so please go ahead if you have.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons, and that's what I posted today, is in finance, often we're not transparent enough. And so people have the feeling, so senior management and other departments, that we retain information from them. And because of that, they are going to put another team, which can have access to even more of that data than finance, to give the insights they need and they didn't get from us. Also, if you want to protect your own job, really like work on being transparent and bring value to all of the meetings you go to with your business partners. And like that, nobody will think about creating a data analytics team. They will just use you and use your team and use your competencies. And like that, you can create within finance more specific data analytic team and develop yourself, develop your team, and create more value for the business.
Yeah, absolutely, Glass. But do you think it's a myth or a reality that finance teams are hiding information from their stakeholders?
I've seen that. It's not really hiding for... It's just thinking that life is simpler if there is not too much details.
Yeah, and I know this is a completely different topic, right? But I would say that why should we show all the details, right? We need to be able to tell the story and convince business leaders that the insights that we are sharing, that those are the right ones. If we need to add more details, then we have other problems, I would say. But I do think you're right in saying that business leaders are not getting what they need from finance, and whether that's because we're hiding and because we're not good enough is, of course, a challenging argument to make. But today, at least, we have not delivered to the point that business leaders are expecting. Steve, welcome to the stage.
Thanks, Anders. I think what Nicolas was saying has some validity in the sense of, I think part of what finance need to look at is ways that they can integrate non-financial data. If you come with a very polarized perspective, you're just looking at financial data, then you're leaving potentially some of the insights on the table. And that's where you'll get better engagement with other functions and improve your FP&A capabilities as well, because potentially if you find non-financial measures, which are like lead indicators, which definitely help your forecasting capability going forward.
No, you are absolutely right, Steve. And I always try to make the case for finance professionals to spend up to 80% of their time on the non-financial metrics, the business metrics, because like you're saying, they're leading indicators for financial performance. So if we focus on the business metrics and we improve the business metrics, everything else equal, the financial metrics should improve as well. And in the odd case, they're not, because I'm sure the odd case will happen. Of course, it's on finance to explain why that is, and fix it if it's an accrual posted wrongly or whatever it might be. But spend most of your time working business metrics. That's how you can improve performance. Financials, they're the most historical numbers we can get in a business. So while, of course, we can get insights from those as well, we get a lot more insights by looking at the non-financial metrics and, of course, the most insights when we combine it, which is also why we need the data analytics team to be a part of finance, because combining the forces, I feel, would be very powerful for any business out there. Even small and mid-sized businesses can try to tap into this trend as well. Just finishing up before we have a few minutes left for Q&A, should anyone have any other questions or perspectives to share? So to make the case for the integration of finance and data analytics, and for, let's say, both to fulfill their potential, your organization needs a point person to own and manage this transition, or at least get the conversation started. That could be you. Why not? You know this needs to happen. I know this needs to happen. Let's go out there and have that discussion and say, why are we working separately? Maybe you want to have the discussion with the analytics teams first to get their perspective. Maybe you can make a joint case. Because at the end of the day, we have the same goal. Create better insights. So I hope that you can use the insights also from the podcast series here, the article series, and other advice shared by great people on the stage, to get that conversation started. Let's see, we now have Michel coming up on the stage. So I'm just going to get him up here. Introduce yourself, Michel, please, and ask the question or share perspective.
Hi, all. This is Michel. Although I am not a finance professional, but I have my education in finance, but I've been a data analytics person for 20 years now. And I've been teaching analysis and data analysis for the past 10 years. So my question is, as a trainer doing trainings for so long, hardly has been there any opportunity where finance team has approached me for learning analytics. So maybe I was just wondering, how could I package it for the finance personnel? How do we sell it? So as a freelance professional, if I have to market something to teach data analysis for finance team, in fact, I don't even see, at least in India, nobody in any organization is asking for data analytics for finance. It is assumed they already do it. But that, like what you said, it is not the case. So your perspective.
That's a great question, Michel. And I think one simple graphic to turn to is Bert Dyke's The Analytics Marathon, where essentially the goal is the same, to create insights that inspire action in the company. And if you say, okay, well, what do you need to do on each of these stages from you gather the data until you have the insights and take action? And what should a finance professional's role be? And where are they struggling? Because they need to come with insights. They all know that. They struggle to come up with the insights though. They also struggle to actually then communicate them and actually get people to take action. But just getting to the insight stage is proving a big challenge. So what I would do from my perspective, probably develop some content and marketing material around how you could better help finance professionals on this analytics marathon and getting to that last mile, which is where we all want to go. But you need to talk about the issues that you believe finance professionals are facing in order to do data analytics the way we want them to do it. Because if you can talk about those problems, you can also sell yourself with this as the solution. That's typically how I would approach this. A great question.
Thank you.
All right. It seems like we are at an end for today's show. This is the Hashtag Finance Master Show, episode 5, Should Finance Own Data Analytics? So thanks, Nicholas, Steve, Manasa, and Michel for coming up on stage. And thanks to the likely more than 200 people that at some point made it into to the room. Hope to see you again next week. And until then, bye for now.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show recorded live on LinkedIn Audio. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting. And why not join Anders every Thursday on LinkedIn to share your own views and appear in the next episode?